This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Shoaib Kutton. With me, Joyce Goh. We have a look at Down Under. To help us there, Ben LeBrun, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Good morning, Ben. Big news overnight, the US Senate just approved the $1.5 trillion tax bill yesterday. How do you think this would impact markets and currencies?
Well, good morning. It's obviously been a muted response, just given it was so incredibly well flagged, and US equity markets in particular have run very, very hard over the last couple of months on full expectation that this would be passed through. So it was almost a bit of a ho-hum event. No news, really. At least we didn't get a buy the rumour, sell the fact result out of this. It was just business as usual. Markets flatlined. And I'm not really surprised. As I said, it's just an event that we have known about for a long time, and it's finally come to pass. It's great. It's going to be great for America and their corporate, obviously their listed corporates on Wall Street, and pretty good for the working man as well, I would have thought.
As we're talking about the US, it'll be announcing its third quarter GDP numbers later today. What's your expectation for that?
I'm thinking that obviously it's a final number, so we get the advanced number, then they recalibrate that with a mid sort of looking number, and now this is a final estimate. I think that the numbers shouldn't come sort of outside of the line of expectations. I'm not expecting a huge shock, but it's, you know, those growth numbers are going to be of interest moving forward. Obviously, we've got the tax plan through. I think his next port of call is going to be some massive stimulus program, big infrastructure spend, and that's expected to boost growth significantly, which obviously could potentially spur the Fed into some sort of action.
Speaking about GDP numbers, in its recent mid-year economic and fiscal outlook, the Australian government revised down their forecast for GDP growth in 2017-2018 from 2.75% to 2.5%. So what's your take on this?
A little bit disappointing there, but synchronized global growth is what it's all about at the moment, and I think certainly on the back of that, we should have a pretty good time of it as well. We're a bit of a barometer for global risk sentiment, and if risk sentiment is improving due to increased global growth forecasts, we should be doing pretty well, and some of those commodities that we famously produce should be in pretty hot demand. So, of course, you know, a lot of that was about the household consumption, which has taken a little bit of a hit. So that's where they revised down the estimates. So hoping or looking for that to maybe recover at some stage.
Speaking about households, the Bank for International Settlements says Australia and Switzerland are the only advanced nations with household debt above 120% of GDP, double the level of most countries. And this is not the first time for such a warning for Australia. Do you think the government is concerned about this, and what are they doing about it?
Well, they're trying to increase regulation and give powers to the authority, regulatory authorities as much as possible. But there's not much they can do about it. We've undergone a significant housing boom here, and everyone wants a piece of the action. That's pretty much why why those numbers are the way they are. 120%. I mean, you know, there'd be a problem if China sneezed, we'd probably catch a cold here. And if we saw a significant downturn in the east coast of Australia in terms of the housing market, then that could be problematic as well. So there's a lot to take stock of. It's a warning, but it's a warning that we've known quite a lot about. And I guess it's over to the government now to try and curb certain behaviour in the housing market.
Speaking about the Australian economy, the timing of the first rate hike since 2010 is in dispute between the banks, you know, because rates are still at record levels right now. So there's Goldman that's predicting for May that tops the Hawks, and Westpac's 2020 call that leads the Doves. Your thoughts on this?
Somewhere in between. I don't know. It's not going to surprise me to see one rate hike maybe coming in the latter stages of 2018. 2020, I think, is pushing it back a little bit too far, but it's all data dependent, of course. I'd stick my limb out and say, you know, by this time next year, we may have seen one.
The Bank of Japan is expected to release its monetary policy today. What is the market's expectation for that?
That they're going to maintain the stimulus program, that we've seen signs of improvement in the economy, but the inflation still needs to be higher. It's nowhere near that 2% level that they've been looking for. So they'll be keeping 10-year bonds close to 0%. Business as usual, still plenty of stimulus thrown at the problem that is the Japanese economy. So pretty much, it's pretty much the status quo in terms of that stimulus program, I would anticipate.
Moving into a hot topic this year, cryptocurrencies. Global regulators warn of risky bubble in Bitcoin as Singapore's central bank recently urged extreme caution. The cryptocurrency market grew from just about $17 billion at the start of this year to well over $600 billion now. Do you think the concerns are valid or overblown?
No, I don't think they're overblown. But then again, I expect market governments to say this in an unregulated market that they don't fully have a handle on. I very much think that these cryptocurrencies are the way of the future, and blockchain has a big future in a global context. So I'm not expecting them to go anywhere anytime soon. And if anything, I'm expecting the value of them to continue to increase.
Thanks for your insights, Ben. That was Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
And coming up next, we'll be talking about Uber being classified as a taxi company. Also, a look at some policy flip-flop issues and Goh Ban Huat, all in the mix. Coming up soon, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.